Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Repent, the Kingdom is at Hand. John the Baptist burst onto the scene in the strangest of places, in the wilderness, with a startling message. Matthew 3:2 says, and saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The first recorded word of John's message is repent. That was the core emphasis of his message. The call to repentance is important and must not be neglected. It is entirely accurate to say that it is the first word of the gospel. David Gazeek says, repent was the first word of John the Baptist's gospel, Matthew 3:1 and 2. Repent was the first word of Jesus' gospel, Matthew 4:17, Mark 1:14 and 15. Repent was the first word in the preaching ministry of the 12 disciples, Mark 6:12. Repent was the first word in the preaching instructions Jesus gave to his disciples after the resurrection, Luke 24:46 and 47. Repent was the first word of the exhortation in the first Christian sermon, Acts 2:38. Repent was the first word in the mouth of the Apostle Paul through his ministry, Acts 26:19 through 20. End of quote. David Gazeek. The word repent literally means to change your mind. Repentance is a change of mind that results in a change of direction in the life. Note Matthew 3:8, where John tells the religious leaders to, quote, bear fruit worthy of repentance. True repentance is seen in the fruits of a changed life. John called on the people to repent, saying, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew consistently uses the terminology of kingdom of heaven 32 times, instead of the parallel kingdom of God used in the other gospels. So kingdom of heaven and kingdom of God are essentially interchangeable. We believe that Matthew used the phraseology kingdom of heaven because of the Jews' sensitivity in using the name God for fear they would use it in vain. So it was an accommodation to Jewish scruples. The kingdom is the big idea in the scriptures. Dr. Michael Vlock says the kingdom of God is the great and grand theme of the scripture. The whole of redemptive history is moving towards the kingdom. The kingdom in view is the literal messianic kingdom prophesied about in the Old Testament scriptures. Wycliffe Bible Commentary says, quote, this title, Kingdom of Heaven, peculiar to Matthew in the New Testament, is based on Daniel 2:44, 7:13, 14, and 27. It refers to the messianic kingdom promised in the Old Testament, of which Jesus was about to be presented as king. End of quote. This is the kingdom reign of the Messiah on the earth. With the king of the Jews now on the scene, the kingdom was being presented to Israel on the condition of repentance. Being at hand means it was imminent, with the sense that it is now being offered. The Old Testament scriptures are very clear that before the kingdom can come, there must first be repentance in Israel. Thus, John was calling Israel to repent so the kingdom could be ushered in. Peter emphasized this very condition to the Jews in Acts 3, verses 19 through 21. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Before the kingdom can come, before the Messiah can come and set up his kingdom, there must first be repentance in Israel. Until Israel comes to repentance, the kingdom will not come. Footnote on God's kingdom program. Overview of God's kingdom program. Genesis 1, 26-28. Kingdom mandate. First Adam. Fail. Satan. Usurper. Luke 4, 6. Psalm 8, 6. Kingdom mandate. Destiny continues. 2 Samuel 7, 12-13. Kingdom mandate promised through the Davidic line. And 1 Corinthians 15:25 and 28, and then verse 45, also Hebrews 2:5 through 9, kingdom mandate to be fulfilled in Christ, the last Adam. Jesus Christ comes to fulfill the kingdom mandate given in Genesis to Adam, and to fulfill the Davidic covenant given to David. Ruling the earth for God is still mankind's destiny, and it will be fulfilled through Christ. God's plan is for humanity to rule the earth for His glory, and this will yet be fulfilled in the person of Christ and His followers. Dr. Michael Vlock, quote, "The millennial kingdom will highlight the successful reign of the last Adam." 1 Corinthians 15:45. In the reign where the first Adam was tasked but failed. When Jesus comes again, He will share this reign with those who identify with Him. Revelation 2:26-27, 3:21, and 20:4. End of quote. The kingdom that the Messiah will bring is the Davidic kingdom, which is why Matthew traces Christ's genealogical record back to David and places such an emphasis on it. Acts 1:6. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked Him, saying, "Lord, will You at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" The kingdom the Messiah brings is a restored kingdom, meaning it is a kingdom they once had. What is this kingdom? It is the Davidic kingdom. God promised the throne and the kingdom to David's line forever in the Davidic covenant, 2 Samuel 7:12-17. Ever since the fall of Jerusalem in 586 BC, at the time of the Babylonian captivity, there has never been a rightful Davidic king sitting on David's throne in Jerusalem. Finally, the Messianic king came. Finally, the one to whom the throne rightfully belongs came. And what did Israel do? Did they repent? Did they receive the king? No. They rejected Jesus Christ, and so the kingdom has been put on hold. However, it was legitimately being presented to Israel at the time of John the Baptist on the condition of repentance. This is what John meant when he said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." But note, after the death of Christ and the inauguration of the church, the apostles no longer spoke of the gospel of the kingdom. That has been put on hold. Instead, today, what we are holding forth is the gospel of the grace of Christ, Acts 20:24, or as it is simply called, the gospel of Christ, 1 Corinthians 9:17-18. However, Christ in the Olivet Discourse in Matthew 24 spoke of a future time in the tribulation period where the gospel of the kingdom will once again be proclaimed, Matthew 24:14, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. The gospel of the kingdom was presented to Israel at Christ's first coming on the condition of repentance. They did not repent. And so God is now building His church through the gospel of Christ. When the church is complete, the gospel of the kingdom will then once again go forth, and it will be preached in all the world. And then the end will come. Suddenly, after 400 years of prophetic silence, this prophet, John the Baptist, burst onto the scene crying out, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." To which the question may well have been asked, "Who is this guy anyway?" Well, Matthew proceeds to answer that question. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.